Well, today is Valentine's Day, and joining us now with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
And happy Valentine's Day to you.
So the first question I have to ask is, who was St. Valentine?
Well, that's one of those questions that's hard to answer exactly. That Valentinus was actually a relatively common name in the Roman Empire, and several people with that name, Valentine, were Christian martyrs. So there's a Saint's Day, Valentine's Day, February 14th, but it's not clear who the individual who is being honored by that day. It sort of throw them together and call it a Valentine's Day. But a Saint's Day that became over time because of another tradition, the tradition that birds paired off, became mates on Valentine's Day. It's a time of year, not perhaps here, but in Europe where that might be happening. And that's where our idea of love and courtship, and I think, gets connected with it. But that goes way back to the Middle Ages, the idea of Valentine's, that's sending someone a token of love or expression of love.
And so is that really where the holiday started to emerge, the Middle Ages?
Yeah, and it did, and then it spread and kept going, but this was personal tokens of affection or presents. Sometimes almost all these holidays were aimed at young people, and people were interested in each other. So there's a lot of divination where you'd try to predict who you would fall in love with. I'm speaking to you sort of late in the morning to give everybody this tradition, but it was a tradition that the first person you saw after you woke up on Valentine's Day would be your beloved for the year. So there's funny stories in colonial America and in early America about people, I think this is mostly young girls, lying in bed with their eyes tightly shut so they wouldn't see someone that they didn't want to see before they heard the voice of someone they did want to see on that date.
Now, speaking of colonial times, the Puritans had strong feelings about many holidays. Do we know if they had any feelings about Valentine's Day?
Not directly at it. There was some concern about people other than married couples showing physical expressions of affection and love. This was a socially controlled society, but people understood that, especially young people, teenagers and young adults, needed to have a place and time to meet each other. And because they had entirely put the idea of this being Saint's Day apart as part of their religious belief, the idea that it had it was sort of perhaps a harmless custom. I think they would have been dubious about predicting the future through devices or those sort of traditions. But it's part of the folk spirit of England that came here with the Puritans. But I think there's relatively little evidence of the way they made other celebrations against the law. It wasn't riotous merriment on this holiday.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, and hope you have a great Valentine's
Sure.
Day.
You too.